Coach, would you start us off with your opening thoughts about the ball game, and then we'll open it up for any questions.
Yeah, the first thing I'd like to say is just how thankful I am to the five gentlemen. Are there only four now? Thomas is coming. Five guys that are around me and the seven seniors that we have on our team. I know that it's a cliche to give God glory, but I do want to do that because it is the faith that we share in God that is the reason why Concordia High School exists. And to see these guys on the highest stage perform as hard as they can is a gift that we give to God for what He's done for us. Tonight's game was a great game. It was a game that had runs, and there was a lot of things I thought that both teams tested the other ones. Thought Bryant McIntosh at the end of the game was just, he really stepped up and played great. Going into halftime, I think he had 4 points, and you knew he's the kind of player that could elevate things, and he wanted the ball at the end of the game and made some nice plays. So we want to congratulate Greensburg for a great season and for being the state champs.
Coach, it seemed like the penetration down the stretch, not only by McIntosh, but a couple of other guys, those were things that weren't happening in the first half.
Yeah, I think we got in some foul trouble, and that really limited how aggressively that we could pursue the ball. And a kid like McIntosh finishes great off the dribble, and that was a key for them, how they got into the paint, I think, for sure.
Coach, what did Greensburg do differently in the second half, from your opinion, or what were you guys not able to do in the second half to really change the momentum?
I don't know. It seemed to me like a slow comeback for them. It wasn't all at once, but I think I'm just looking a little bit at the stats. Hitting their free throws helped them. 19 of 25. I think they had one 3-pointer at halftime. They finished with 4, so they were hitting a little bit better the second half. One of the things that we do really well, I think, throughout the year has been getting out in transition, getting some easy buckets. And I don't know that we got as many as what we're used to. Buckets became real hard to come by for a while for us.
Brian, you had a great game. Just talk a little bit about that last sequence, though, and how that all played out.
After the game, Coach came over to me, and I got a little bit emotional, and he told me, you played a great game, one of the best games you played, and I kind of got teary-eyed, and he said, don't worry about it. But really, I just got emotional because I'm not going to play with these guys anymore, and that's sad.
Ryan has been, in the postseason, I think, what has made us go. I mean, we've had real consistent play from the other four guys that were up here, but Ryan throughout the season was a little up and down. In the postseason, he was extremely focused, extremely our engine, I guess. He leaves playing, I think, the best game of his career, which is really special for him.
DJ, for you get another chance at this. Talk about this group of guys, but also help maybe get this job done next season.
I just first like to say it's a blessing to play with these guys. We got to play every game possible this season, and play the most amount of games with these guys and to grow up with these guys, it's a real blessing. They've taught me so much, not only on the court, but also off the court. It was a great season with them, and they've taught me so much, and I hope to bring that leadership next year, hopefully.
Thomas, talk a little bit about first the Latitude Award and winning that, and then obviously disappointed about the outcome.
Well, first I just want to say it was a blessing to be here. We worked hard all season. It was a goal of ours, and it's a place that we wanted to be. The Mental Attitude Award, I'm very thankful for, but like I said earlier, I want to thank God for that because I couldn't do it without my Christian faith and my teammates behind my back. And I want to thank my teammates and my coaches. No matter what, we would get on each other in practice sometimes, but we would always be there for each other and push each other. And You know, if I could share that award with every single one of them, I would, because I think everybody deserves it. This group of seven seniors, DJ, he's like a senior with us. He's been with us for a long time, and, you know, it's just, it's been a blessing to play with these guys. So, even though the outcome isn't what we wanted, like DJ said earlier, we've been able to play every single game possible this season, and, you know, we wish it would have turned the other way for us in the end of the game. We would have came out on top, but can't win them all. And win or lose, we stick together. And just the brotherhood and the relationship I've built with these guys is something that we'll share for a lifetime and we'll never forget.
Brian, you were a big part of the game plan going in and your presence down low. How much did the foul trouble as the game went on hinder what you were able to do from an aggressive standpoint on both sides of the floor?
Yeah. That's kind of been my story throughout this whole postseason, getting in foul trouble. Obviously, I want to come in and step up and help my teammates out. But these guys, I mean, when I do get in foul trouble, every single one of the guys step up, and they get it done. Obviously, tonight we fell a little short. Greensburg's a very good team. I want to give thanks to God as well. I mean, we played hard, but Greensburg had a good game.
Hey Josh, what does it mean to hear what Thomas said after the game? And, you know, you got fans on both sides cheering the things he's saying.
Yeah.
It's got to feel pretty good as a coach, I would think, to hear a kid come across like that after such a tough game.
I didn't hear all the things he said, but one of the guys that has been doing this a long time said it was the finest speech that he had heard in receiving that award, and I think that means a lot. I mean, Thomas is a kid that you can put in any, and these guys, a lot of these guys are that way. You can put them in any situation, and you know what they're going to do. It's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be authentically them, and it's going to be a humble situation where they are going to embrace in a humble way whatever accolades they get. So, you know, Thomas just. They all do, but his speech makes us proud. I mean, that's a window into his heart, who he is.
What kind of legacy did you guys leave?
I mean, we've been together for forever, and it was hard today taking that loss. I mean, knowing that I'll never play with these guys again. I mean, I feel like we've left a pretty good legacy at Concordia, and hopefully the kids coming up we'll take after this and build and be able to do, follow in our footsteps and do what we've done.
This is really for anyone, but you know, the other faith-based schools around the town, other private schools, you know, they make frequent trips down here. Do you think this is going to set the stage for this program to, you know, do this over the next decade or so? Anyone can answer that?
I think DJ better answer that. These guys aren't around much longer. DJ, what do you think?
You're asking, like, about...
Do you think... You guys have still made a path now to see this, you know, maybe a routine trip that you guys might be able to make year after year, establishing a dominant program?
Well, I think last year, we had the same team, basically, and we wanted to get here, but, I mean, we were never really there before, and the school, we didn't really get past semi-state, but to be here and know what it's like and to pass that down to others, I think that'll let kids coming up know how it feels.
I think now he has seven middle school recruiters for him, too.
Last question, anyone? Coach, just the challenge, you know, Pirates beating teams by 25 points per game, just the challenge they bring from that standpoint.
Yeah, that was one of the focuses we had, was that we had to early match, and they've gotten out to such great starts in their postseason runs this year. And so, you know, at halftime we felt like we had met that challenge, but there was, you know, another half to play. But, yeah, there you can see why that they – you know, this is a hard place to shoot in, I think, for both teams a little bit. And they got some open looks that I'm used to on film watching go down. So, yeah, they're a very good team. You know, I think that we are respectfully give them a salute as champions. They have a nice ball club.
Thank you for your time.
It's okay. Thank you.
Thank you.